This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, avoiding false accusations. False accusations is worse than backbiting. It is to falsely attribute a deficiency or an offense to a believing person. It is certain that this transgression is the most wicked of attacks upon the prestige of a believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, "And whoever commits a fault or a sin, then accuses of it one innocent, he indeed takes upon himself the burden of a calumny and a manifest sin." Before leveling an accusation against anyone, especially a believer, the other believer is always extra cautious. A believer never displays a careless behavior and attitude when it comes to accusing another believer. We have traditions from the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam to have positive outlook towards the believers, even if you highly doubt that they have committed a sin. You are supposed to make an excuse for a believer so you can give them a benefit of the doubt. Yet, unfortunately, some habitually, falsely accuse other believers of doing things that they have not done. Isn't that right? This false accusations, you know, sometimes it becomes a habit, right? God forbid, where a person it becomes difficult for him to decipher between a true story and a false story. And he just keeps narrating things carelessly. This is not how a believer is. A believer is extra cautious of every single word that comes out of his mouth. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing the topic of avoiding false accusations. And we said that false accusations are worse than backbiting, right? Because as we explained earlier, backbiting is generally, it is truth, right? It is a real deficiency that a mu'min may be carrying. But when it comes to false accusations, this is something ungrounded. Something that does not have the reality aspect of it. Now, we're, you know, discussing this topic of avoiding false accusations against believers. Have you ever imagined that there are even those who speak evil of Allah and the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam? Isn't that strange? Let's turn towards the Holy Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Surely, as for those who speak evil of Allah and His Apostle, Allah has cursed them in this world and the hereafter, and He has prepared for them a chastisement bringing disgrace." Brothers and sisters, false accusations against Allah and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam is a key to disgrace. A person indulged in it gets disgraced in both the worlds. Such a person is cursed in this world and in the hereafter. This means that the blessings of Allah turn away from such a person in this world and the hereafter. One may say that such people usually enjoy many blessings of Allah, right? But this is correct regarding some material blessings of this world. But such a person will never get the more important blessings of Allah, such as the blessing of Iman and faith. So it's not that these people have anything beyond the material blessings.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.